You can buy a lot of things out of a vending machine, but this town had perhaps the most unique such device anywhere in the nation. For at this vending machine, you could get the paperwork filed for your own divorce. A unique town with a unique contraption is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. Collectibles, books, educational materials, and more. Dedicated to farmers and farm life, all at shopfarmjournal.com. Visit shopfarmjournal.com for great gift ideas like books from American Countryside's Andrew McRae, Machinery Pete, and more. Beautiful farm scene artistic prints. Subscribe to popular farm magazines, Corn College TV DVD sets, the popular I Farm Like a Girl t-shirts. Find all this and more at below retail prices at shopfarmjournal.com. This month's special, a stunning collection of colorful dairy cow illustrations in the 2016 Dairy Today calendar. Only $14.95, a wonderful addition to any home for only $14.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com. Plus tax and shipping where applicable.
When Corinne, Utah was established in 1869, it quickly got the reputation as a rough and tumble railroad town. While the state's residents were overwhelmingly Mormon, Corinne set itself up as the Gentile capital of the state, providing all kinds of entertainment not found in other places.
You could go into a stable, park your horse. The door right adjacent to the stable was a bar.
Resident Marjorie Mills has written a book on the history of the town. She says it had one other very unique establishment.
There was even a divorce machine, only one in the state of Utah. It was like a vending machine, but for $2.50, you could roll out your writ of divorcement right there on the street.
Corinne had an interesting mix of cultures, some permanent residents, others passing through on the Transcontinental Railroad.
There was the Chinese, which, you know, they helped on the railroad, and they were mainly the ones that were kind of kept themselves separate, but they were the launderers. You know, we heard of Chinese laundries. They did a lot of that kind of business in Corinne.
Brigham Young and the first Mormons in the state arrived here on July 24, 1847, a date known as Pioneer Day. Since Corinne was the non-Mormon Gentile capital of the state, city leaders chose to ignore that holiday.
Corinne was the only town that celebrated the 4th of July versus the 24th of July. For years, it had some really fantastic 4th of July celebrations.
The town pretty much did its own thing, including a chapter in the city's history when they literally paved their streets in gold. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Corinne, Utah, I'm Andrew McRae.